Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Bree. My name's Julie Smith, and I was looking at my Visa account, my statement, and saw two charges, May 13th and one on May 14th, from BUZOFUM. And so I called the number. I have never ordered anything. She said it was like an aloe cream or something. And so I want, I believe there's been charge. I was going to call my bank to have these charges reversed because I don't have any product. I didn't order anything. And I'm the only one in my household. So there's not possibility of someone else ordering something.
All right,
and
yes,
I'd like
ma'am.
To get a refund. It's May 13th for $91.89 and May 14th for $92.90.
All right, yes, ma'am. So for the security of the account, I would need you to verify the first and last name.
Julie Smith.
Thank you. Can you verify the address for me, please?
Sure. 8001 East 139th Street, Grandview, Missouri. 64030.
All right, thank you. So I located the account for some Avair face cream and eye serum. And it does look like the account was canceled. However, I do see where you're claiming fraud. Now, I know you said that you don't contact your bank. Have you already filed a dispute with your bank?
No.
No?
I called you first. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, ma'am. So everything on the account that you provided me does match. However, if you're still wishing to proceed with the fraud claim, you can, but it could lead up to an arrest unless you would want me to just do a 35% refund on the last three charges.
I didn't ever order anything from you all, so I don't have any product. I didn't receive anything. I've never ordered anything.
Yes, ma'am. So let
but
me clear.
I'll call my bank and let them know of this fraudulent activity.
No, ma'am. You don't have to contact your bank. That's what we're here for, is to help you
try to settle
it with you. However, let me clarify to make sure the right address that I have, you said it was 8001 East 139th Street in Grandview, Missouri.
Correct.
Okay. So do you still want to go with the fraud claim or no? Because it could lead up to an arrest for fraudulent activity of a credit card.
So what are you saying? It could end up in an arrest?
Yes, ma'am. We will.
Sure.
We will send the IP address to the police department in Grandview, Missouri, and then they will do their investigation. And whoever has that device and placed that order without your permission will be held responsible for those charges.
Yeah. That is so. Who? What company are you with?
Yes, ma'am. The name of the company is of Evlair.
Evlair.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is the name of the company is that the product?
Yes, that's the name of the company.
Okay. No, I'll call my bank and they can handle this from a fraudulent standpoint.
All right, ma'am. So could you hold for one moment, please, while I look at your account some more?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. So thank you for holding. So I have looked at your account here. It does look like you do qualify for a 50% refund of each one of those charges.
Okay, great.
So do you want to go with a 50% discount?
Well, sure. I want the whole amount refunded, but yeah, whatever you can do, and then I will call my bank and alert them of this on Monday when they're open.
Yes, ma'am. Could you hold for one moment while I reach out to the billing department and see if I can get you more of a refund?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I reached out to the billing department, and they did advise me that I can do a 75% refund for you on each one of those three charges.
Okay, that would be great.
All right. And you should receive those refunds within the next 3 to 5 business days. Can I place you on a brief hold while I do those refunds for you?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm still here, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you for holding.
Sure.
All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I went ahead and got those three refunds in place for you. One of the refunds will be for $69.67. Mm-hmm. And the other, that's two of the refunds for $69.67. And the other refund will be for $68.91. And you should receive those refunds within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that takes care of it. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And again, thank you for calling customer care, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.